you lean, I'll follow anywhere. I got the words wrong. Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Buongiorno, and it is 9:55 on a Saturday night, and we just finished season one of Gilmore Girls.
You bet we did.
Episode 22. 22 episodes in season one. When did we start watching? A month ago? 3 weeks ago?
I don't know. It's quarantine. Time doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, I have avoided watching Gilmore Girls my entire life up to this point. I watched the pilot once and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then about a month ago, you wanted to watch Will and Grace.
Yeah.
One of your favorite sitcoms.
Yeah.
And I really did not want to watch that. So, when you said we should watch Will and Grace, I cut you off in the past and said, why not Gilmore Girls? To which you immediately were like, yes.
Because I'm not going to say no, but when this is over, we'll see what happens. Well, you have no more cards to play.
With Will and Grace?
Yeah.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But no, because we had watched previously, what, Pen 15 and right. Billy on the Street.
Right.
So I had picked two in a row.
Right.
Although it adds up to the same amount because there's only, what, four or five seasons of Billy on the Street, not as many episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Gilmore Girls is a long haul. We're in it for a long haul.
Yeah. We have the main one and then...
And then the four little guys.
A year and a life. I don't like it.
Yeah. I hear most Gilmore Girl fans don't like it.
Yeah. It's not their best work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amy Sherman Palladino really let us down.
So you're Jen Luttrell.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I just finished season one of Gilmore Girls. So you have, tell us a little bit about your history with the Gilmore Girls.
I watched the show when it was on, and it was high school.
It ran from 2000 to 2007.
Right. So I started it when I was in eighth grade or seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it through high school.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched it when there were reruns on TV, and then finally it came on Netflix. Ugh, what a great day that was.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been watching it on a loop ever since when I get ready in the morning. But
so much like the way people of the Jewish faith are constantly reading the Torah over and over, yeah, and over again, you are constantly going through all of, yep, Gilmore Girls.
Yep.
So
not a year in the life.
Not a year in the life. That doesn't count.
I've done it twice, though.
Okay.
To make sure. I didn't like it.
While we've been watching together season one,
mm-hmm,
have you also been watching it on your own?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a problem. It's an addiction. So it's going to be a problem for you to stay on topic.
I will say, well, I wasn't quite ready to record today, but we're gonna do it.
You're doing it.
But I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. So my Netflix only has me on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one that's my main one and one that's my like work one.
Uh-huh.
And I started season one on my work one because I'm on season. Actually, I'm up to season three on my regular one.
So wait, you're on season, but we're watching it on my Netflix.
I know, we? That's why mine was clear.
So you're watching three different
No, I'm watching
tracks?
Oh, yeah, three different tracks.
You're watching season one with me and season one by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're on season three?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, to be fair, when I'm watching it with you, yeah, I haven't sat down and looked at it in a long time because I put it on while I get ready.
Okay.
So it's just sort of there. I know all the lines.
You do know all the lines. Like, you'll nudge me if I'm, like, looking at my... And I should say, fans of PCMC, I try to give my absolute critical all when I talk about any text. But I'm going to say throughout this Gilmore Girls journey, I gave about 90-95%.
Not good enough.
There were times where I was on the phone. There were times where, you know, I got up to pee and you were like, should I pause? And I was like, nah, forget about it.
But then you ended up rewinding.
Sometimes. I could have watched it. Usually when I talk about something on the show, I really watch it very closely and I take notes. And I've kind of just been leisurely watching this. But let me react here and say that I think that is not a bad way to watch Gilmore Girls.
No.
Because Gilmore Girls is like a warm cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I know the show's a lot about coffee. Coffee's a big part of the show. But I think the show in general is a cup of tea. It's a cup of tea when you're curled up on the couch on a fall day.
Yeah.
It's like walking through a Hallmark.
Yeah.
Stuff happens, kind of, but nothing's ever that dramatic. It's just pleasant.
Season 2 is better.
Are you excited for us to start season 2?
Yeah, I'm really excited to start season 2.
Is it hard for you to not spoil things for me?
Yeah.
Because you're also the person who, like, can't buy a present and not immediately give it to
the person. Yeah, that's also killing me. I can't even find the idea for a present and not want to tell someone.
Right. So you're not great with patience.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any questions for me? As I've just taken this season 1 journey with you.
Are you excited for season 2? Are you into it? Have they captured you?
I am into it. Because if we go a couple of days without watching it, I have not yet got to the point where I wanted to watch it without you, but I have thought, oh, I wonder what my friends in Stars Hollow are doing.
Yeah.
I wonder how they are. I think I'm invested. I'm certainly invested enough that I love some characters and I hate some characters. Mm-hmm. And I think just to talk about season 1 in general, which is all I can talk about, mm-hmm. I think There are some issues in season 1.
Oh, yeah.
There are some tone issues for sure.
Yeah. It does not know what it wants to be for.
Not at all.
Good. I would say a good half, if not more.
Right. And and I think it has a problem with constantly defaulting and resetting itself.
Right.
There were times where I thought, are we watching the wrong episode?
No.
Or were the episodes aired out of order? No. Like, I thought this thing was over, and now all of a sudden we're talking about it, but we haven't talked about it for 2 episodes
yet. That's why season 2 is a lot better. It finally, like, it found itself, and now it's getting into end season. Well, I don't know. Is there going to be a spoiler alert since the show's been on?
Well, let's say spoiler alert.
Also, 20th anniversary of Gilmore Girls. Exciting.
So exciting.
Jess comes in season 2, and that adds a little bit of...
And that's Jack Pierce. Jack Pearson.
Yeah. Milo. I'm not going to attempt Vince his life. We're both Italian. We should know how to say it.
Robert Balboa Jr.
Yes.
I think sometimes season 1 is a straight up sitcom. Mm. And then sometimes it's a teen high school drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like Paris and Tristan from... the high school that Rory goes to.
Chilton.
I don't feel like they could even exist in the same world as like Babette and Miss Patty.
No.
Because Babette and Miss Patty are cartoon sitcom characters.
Right.
And like Paris and Tristan, especially Tristan, because he's just the guy you love to hate.
Yeah.
He's just a like teen drama boy.
Mm-hmm. He's Chad Michael Murray.
Yes. I hate him, but he's someone I love to hate.
Yeah.
Whereas I have characters that I hate that I'm not supposed to hate. I just don't like them. Like mainly who? Max.
Yeah.
Lorelai's love interest for most of season 1. Yeah. Although from second 1, you know that her and Luke are going to be like a will they, won't they. Mm. Well, now we're in the will they admit to themselves that they like each other. I think season 1 ended with Luke finally realizing that he liked her.
Yeah,
I don't know if Lorelai knows it yet.
No.
But she began to know it when she felt really guilty, or she felt really jealous of Rebecca. Right.
No, not Rebecca.
Who? What's her name?
Oh, wait, I forget.
What's the girlfriend?
What's
the girlfriend's name? Luke's girlfriend.
Rachel. I didn't Rebecca. Even find it. Remembered it.
So close. Rachel. I was so close. There was an R in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes. I don't know.
I mean, she's only in season one.
Who?
Rachel.
Rebecca?
Yeah. She never comes back after this.
No, but my point is, I don't know if this is because I know just from living in America that Luke and Lorelai end up together.
Right.
Or if I just knew it from watching the show. Like, if I'm watching it fresh, would I be expecting it? I guess I would be. But I'm kind of like, let's do that already. Yeah. I don't like this Max guy. All right.
Let's talk about Max.
He.
Let's start with he's Rory's teacher.
So unprofessional. So wrong at for Rory.
At a brand new school where she was not doing well when she started. Right.
And there's all sorts of problems with that type of relationship.
Right.
Like, he could be playing favoritism or whatever.
Right. Right. And they, like, he... No, that's season two. Never mind.
See, you were about to do some season two shit.
All right, but I caught myself.
I'm trying to... What's his... Wait, give me 1 second. He is almost, not quite, almost as bad as Riley from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I did not. I was like, who the hell is Riley?
If you're not a fan of Buffy, which I know you haven't watched Buffy.
No, I've tried.
You didn't get up to season four. Season four, Buffy's love interest is Riley, and he is universally accepted as the worst character on the show, that fans hated him because he just was so nothing.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Max.
Gilmore Girls has that too, but we haven't met them yet.
Oh, good. I'm glad. There's be more characters that I hate.
You might not hate them, though.
I just feel like Matt, all right, beyond the fact that I feel like there is the problem of him being her teacher, and I feel like the show only mildly addresses that, but for some reason doesn't milk the drama that should be there in that, like him getting fired or Rory getting expelled or whatever. All right, don't even. Jen said, well, like I hit on a spoiler, so I'm just going to turn away and change.
Season one takes a second to get its motor going.
Yeah.
Season two, it's out in open water now. It's ready.
Right, right. Well, because there was fan reaction.
Right.
You know, the writers were part of that.
Right.
It finds itself, I imagine, I hope.
Yes.
So here's the thing about Max. Besides the fact that somehow I'm very annoyed by his hair and his plain face. Aww. He's such a haircut. I feel like there's no way you are going to be the real guy for her. So you're a narrative obstacle. You're something to get over. You're like a Goomba in Mario. Just like, yeah, you're kind of a threat, but you're not really there. I don't know. I've been playing a lot of Mario.
He just proposed with 1,000 yellow daisies at the end of season one.
Yeah, and I know that that's not what I know that it's not going to work out
because the marriage proposal came out of a fight.
Because it's the first season of his fucking how many seasons? Six? Seven season show. And I just know this isn't the guy. This is a fucking filler guy.
Yeah.
I was much more invested in the Rory
Dean
relationship. Yeah, they're cute. And I'm sure she doesn't end up with him because they're kids. But at least there's stakes there in, like, their first whatevers and falling in love for the first time and stuff like that.
Yeah. She stole baking soda.
Yeah. I think I just don't... I feel like a lot of the so-called relationship between Lorelai and Max happens off screen.
Yeah.
And we're not privy to why they even like each other.
Right.
Like, they're both... obviously attractive human beings, mm-hmm. right? So that makes sense. But, like, they meet, and it's kind of a meet-cute where, like, it's, like, parent-teacher night.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it's always like, oh, we were talking off in between this mm-hmm. episode and the last one. And it's like, well, I need to be privy to that to be invested in this relationship because I don't see what she sees in him.
Right. Well, he's smart.
And I don't even... It just feels like he's such a tryhard too. Yeah. I feel like a lot of a relationship is him being like, come on, let's have a relationship, please, man.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's you know what? it's 15 minutes of this podcast. I haven't mentioned my favorite characters yet.
You've only been ragging on Max.
I know. I could do that for another fucking hour and a half.
Tell me your favorite.
Richard and Emily, of course, are my favorites. It's their show. It should be the Richard and Emily show. First of all, Emily is in my heart. She's one of the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the marketing of the show never wanted to accept that.
Right. Right. Right.
Just from what I've seen and from DVD covers to posters or whatever, like, it makes perfect sense. Three generations, three right. women. But it's always like, yeah, they're the Gilmore Girls and then she's the mom.
Yeah.
But she's just as much.
Yeah.
Here's why I like them.
Tell me.
Because Emily begins almost like a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then you see that she just, the way Lorelai uses humor, mm-hmm. she uses snottiness.
Right.
To build a wall in front of her insecurity.
Right.
Like, it takes a while for you to figure this out in season one. Mm-hmm. But she was heartbroken when her daughter left and ran away
right.
to raise her kid. And, you know, the whole series begins with basically like this blackmail setup of, in episode one, Rory gets accepted into this really expensive school. So mm-hmm. Lorelai has to ask her mother for money, and the mother kind of extorts her and says, well, for the money, what we get in return is you have to have dinner here once a week.
Yeah, every Friday night.
Right.
Also, I don't know if there's anyone that hasn't or doesn't know, but Lorelai had Rory when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So she ran away when she was 17.
Right.
So, I mean...
You also get to the point throughout season one where Lorelai keeps, demonizing her mother and demonizing that house where, like, you don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rory doesn't see it either. She seems to like the grandparents a lot.
Right.
Especially Richard.
Yeah.
Richard played by the great Edward Herrmann.
Yeah.
Who gets a special guest.
I know. But he's on every episode. He's on every episode.
That's
from now until the end.
Jen, that's called fucking respect for a legend, okay?
At the very end.
R.I.P.
And a year in the life.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's great. He's great, and he just gets better.
He was a great Herman Munster, and Here Come the Munsters.
Mm-hmm.
He's great in Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fantastic actor. And he's so good, because he doesn't have a lot to deal with, especially at first. Mm-hmm. He's just supposed to be aloof and not even paying attention. But he does that so well.
Yeah.
And I feel like, actually, the parents are a good... they're a good melding of the two tones that the show wants to be, right. which is the parents have an ability to be funny, but also have depth.
Right.
Whereas, like, some of the more comedy aspects, which usually come from the town and the town people,
right.
some of them have no depth.
Right.
Like,
right.
Taylor, the fickle man who owns the store and, like, wants to run the whole town.
Right.
There's nothing to him other than that.
Yeah.
He's fickle.
Right.
And then you've got Sean Gunn.
Who they couldn't even figure out who he was for at least three episodes.
Really?
Yeah, in the first episode, his name is Mick.
Oh, really?
And he's installing a DSL. That's how they first meet him.
Oh.
And then they keep him Mick, but then he works at the grocery store.
Mm.
And then when's the first episode where he's Kirk? And then that's what sticks. But then, like, later on, he's like, oh, I've grown up in this town my whole life. And it's like, no, you haven't.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We called you Mick at the beginning.
Yeah, right.
That first episode was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also sort of one-dimensional. He's just sort of fastidious right. and pedantic.
Right.
Sean Gunn, by the way, if you don't know, is the brother of the director James Gunn. And he plays Rocket Raccoon. When they actually film the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, he plays Rocket Raccoon on set. And then, you know, it's voiced by Bradley Cooper. But he's actually playing the character. And he's in this, which surprised me because I didn't know he did anything other than play Rocket Raccoon.
He's in this for the long haul.
Right. So getting back to my point, Emily and Richard can be both silly and funny and also serious. Like, when the episode where we meet Rory's father, who, what's his name? Christopher.
Christopher.
Never Chris. Always Christopher. Chris. No, Christopher.
Chris.
All right. There's a scene where Christopher's parents come over and they act a little snotty. And it's heartbreaking because Rory wants to meet them. And because she.
Yeah, she's never met them.
Right. And they're her grandparents.
Right.
And Richard, like, throttles Christopher's father and defends her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun. But then, like, the real meat of it is after when the argument he has with Lorelai.
Right. Where
he was just like, you know.
Your mother couldn't get out of bed for a month after you left?
Yeah, like, he basically says all the things he hasn't said.
Yeah.
And it's a big turn for a character that, like, doesn't emote a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They're good. The best part of A Year in the Life is Emily.
Yeah, right. Dealing with his death.
And just all
the
action, of it.
Because the actor died.
Right.
So they just had the character die.
Right.
Hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Paris, too. She's another person who... Paris is the, like, I guess, mean girl at her school, Chilton.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes from mean girl to, like, again, you see her vulnerability, right, which is good. Although I kind of say I don't like how season one ended with a sort of complete revert back to her being mean again. And it's like, well, we've earned so much.
But that...
We've come so far.
Yeah. We'll get there again.
I mean, I'm sure she turns good again, whatever.
But I feel like that fits in with her. She's very guarded. And if you... She even thinks that you've betrayed any sort of trust, she's going to go right back to where she started.
Well, look, you've seen the whole series. Just going from season one, mm-hmm. it felt like to me that this is the season finale.
Right.
We're wrapping up a lot of stuff.
Right.
And for some reason, it just didn't feel...
Right.
No, like a good... It just felt like adding another cliffhanger that didn't need to be there.
I guess I'm not... I guess I didn't notice that because I haven't watched it as seasons for so long.
Uh-huh.
It's just been one long...
Adventure.
Right. So by the time...
Well, let me ask
you... The next episode rolls around.
Without giving too much away, does season two begin like the next second? Or is season two like, well, we had a great summer and here's what's happened?
No, they usually have the summer. It usually goes back into like the school year.
So there is a little bit of narrative time passed when we re-meet up with them again.
Right.
Okay.
Although, now I'm trying to remember. I feel like... So this season ended with all the daisies. Actually, season two might start off there because I think they're talking about the engagement. And I can't imagine that they would spend a whole summer not deciding if it's going to be a yes or a no from Lorelai.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you about someone else I don't like.
Sure.
Lane.
Aw.
And I think it's not necessarily anyone's fault. Well, it's certainly not the actress's fault because she's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I think she's introduced as Rory's best friend and best friend in school, but then she goes to a different school. So just narratively, nothing with Lane means anything. Like, right. Lane's not in her new school. It just feels like Lane is in a different... She's in the Lane show. She's in her whole other world with her weird mom being mean to her. Or being strict. Yeah, being strict. Which is kind of a stereotype, but, you know.
I know.
I'll give it... Yeah. It is 20 years ago, so... How does that make you feel? This show's 20 years old.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. That's what I thought high school was going to be like.
Was it?
Because I also went to a private school.
Was it like that? Was there Mean Girls? Paris?
No. I don't know. I don't know how to say this without bragging.
Oh, shit. You were the Paris? You were the Mean Girl?
No, I don't know. I was always nice to everyone, so no one really bothered me.
Oh, fucking
shit. All right.
Oh, boy.
I know there were people that had some problems with other people.
You've heard that some people have had difficult times in life, but you don't know.
Listen, one of the girls that was kind of mean, she wasn't great at English, so I would give her my English homework, and that's how you make a friend.
All right. Goody two-shoes.
All right.
Let's talk about Michelle for a second.
He's great.
He is great. He's, again, he's a little one-noted.
He gets better, though.
Yeah.
I really like, really everyone other than Lean's relationship to Rory gets a little bit more depth. Well, actually not Beba, Miss Patty.
Right.
They stay.
Right.
But yeah, he is a little, yeah.
And then you've got What's-Her-Face, Melissa McCarthy's character.
Suki! I love Suki.
When we were watching the first episode, I said to you, imagine when you were watching this, if you were like, hey, one of these people is going to be an A-list movie star.
Yep.
Who would you have guessed?
not Suki. Not Lorelai.
No, fucking, and good on her, because she is good. And she's really, she's adorable on the show. You see she's so much younger. She's got like a baby face.
Yeah.
She's a fucking Ghostbuster.
She was.
Yeah, before watching this, when I thought of Laura Graham, I just thought about her getting fucked by...
All right. No one needs that.
Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa.
No one needs that.
That's a great Christmas movie.
I'm okay.
We got to put it on our Christmas docket.
All right. I've seen it.
It's great. It's fantastic. Oh, it's heartwarming. Alexis Bledel, how old is she when she actually makes this show?
I think 18. That's
playing 16.
Yeah.
She's clearly very young. I think she's really good.
This was her first role. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I read this like everywhere, so I guess it was true that in like the first few episodes of the season, you see Laura Graham like touching her a lot and like kind of guiding her to where to go because it was so new to her.
Sweet.
But I think she was really good. This, you know.
Well, this goes without saying, but one of the strongest aspects of the show is their chemistry.
Right.
Because if they didn't have the chemistry, it wouldn't be a show.
Right. But it's, they're really good together.
You buy them as this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I feel like, I mean, it's not like this is such an old show. But I still feel like now, like in a contemporary reading, people would be like, oh, you can't be your kid's best friend. You have to be your kid's parent.
Right. Which I feel like.
I'm trying to think of moments in season one where it blows up in Lorelai's face that she's not more of a mother.
Well, no, because there's times where they fought and she said like, well, in one of the first two episodes after she meets Dean, she says, Rory says that she doesn't know if she wants to go to Chilton, and Lorelai's like, I've never really played the mom card, but I'm doing it now and you're going. So right. I feel like they address it with being completely open and honest with each other. Like their communication is their thing. That's how their special relationship functions. They have to tell each other everything. So I guess.
But that's broken a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Max.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, usually with boys because Rory didn't want to tell Lorelai about Dean.
Did they ever hook up with the same guy?
Stop.
Like in Mermaids?
Stop.
Have you ever seen Mermaids?
I haven't.
Mermaids starring Cher. It's a Cher movie. Cher. I'm so surprised you haven't seen it.
I know. I love Cher. I haven't seen it,
It's
though.
Cher, Winona Ryder as the oldest daughter, and Christina Ricci as the youngest daughter.
Mm.
And spoiler alert for Mermaids, but they hook up with the same guy.
Yeah.
If this were an HBO show, that would have happened.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I felt a little chemistry between Dean and Lorelai.
Oh, stop.
You don't know. Really? You don't sense it at all?
I.
Like when she's like grilling, I'm like, are they about to fucking.
No.
You better get down?
No. That won't happen. Stop thinking that.
Sorry. I won't.
She's 16. He's 16.
I mean.
She does call him
beautiful.
It's
a drama. Hey. Back in the day, season one of Dawson's Creek, one of the major storylines was Pacey having an affair with his teacher. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
You ever watch Dawson's Creek?
No.
What the fuck were you doing?
All right. Not watching Dawson's Creek. I think my sister used to watch it.
I like Luke.
Yeah, Luke's good.
In the first like three episodes, there's not much to him. He's just... He tells you that coffee is not good for you. That's his
bit. His whole thing is like a health. He's trying to always keep them healthy, which kind of goes through the season, but it's not. Yeah, it's not as prominent as it was in that first scene.
Right.
You want to act it out?
No, okay.
All right.
Can you do just it checking. If you know all the lines? You go ahead and do it yourself. Take it yourself.
I could probably do it. I was just checking. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I want to see you do it.
No. I remembered what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
The end of the season, what we were talking about, Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So Paris has two best friends, Madeline and Louise.
Yeah.
Which I still kind of get confused, but I think I have them straight.
Louise is the blonde one. Yeah. And the black-haired one is Madeline.
But, like, their separate identities don't mean anything throughout the show.
No, they're
which
one.
Which I think is why it's, yeah.
Yeah.
The way they were standing, was that a reference to something? Or was that...
Well, after they ice out...
Yeah,
Rory,
was that like a Heather's thing?
It looked like that. It was, you know, on the... When she says, have a great summer.
Yeah.
You've got in the background...
This, like, grand staircase.
Right, and then you've got Madeline and the other one on...
It's making, like, a triangle.
Right, and then in the foreground...
Is Paris.
Yeah. Because
I saw...
I don't know if it's a direct visual, like, reference to something, but it's a... I mean, that's a sort of dynamic composition that you've seen a lot. It just is interesting.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the show is also, like, all about pop culture.
Yeah.
And making a bajillion references, which I...
Right.
Did not get them all. I don't know if you got them all.
I get them all.
Yeah.
Some of them are just... I'm not going to blame them because... This is, you know who I'm going to blame? Kevin Williamson, the writer of Scream, because I think he started this. The 90s was just lousy with this thing of, like, fast-paced, postmodern dialogue.
Right.
Where people are talking in the way that people don't talk and just making insane references. Because, like, some of the shit that, like, Rory says, and it's like, you're a child. How do you fucking, how are you making that reference?
Well, she's supposed to be really, really smart.
Yeah, but they're smart, and then there's, like...
Yeah, I know.
You've seen, like, every Wilford Brimley movie or whatever. Like, I don't know if she makes a Wilford Brimley reference, but you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
This was the 90s. It was just what we were doing back then.
Yeah.
Do you, I think another big theme in the show is class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Because Lorelai came from money.
Right. Snobs versus slobs.
Right.
Right. She comes from money. Her parents are very snobby. Mm-hmm. She's very down earth. And the town she lives in Connecticut, which is the whitest town to ever be.
Yeah. But they still have a black character.
Yeah, they got one.
Michelle's.
Population one.
African Canadian, I think, is the guy who plays him.
Is he? Yeah. The guy who plays him doesn't really have that accent, though, right?
He doesn't have it as thick.
Oh, but
he does have
it.
An accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good, because it would be super insulting if he didn't.
No, he does.
It is just... Pepe Le Pew level of French.
He does.
It's almost as bad as Ty Burrell in Muppets Most Wanted.
Aw, come on. We're all just out here doing our best.
That's right, Johnny. And this is why everyone liked you in high school. Yeah, class is a part of it. And it clearly the show seems to be saying that it's better to not have money.
Right.
Although you can make the argument you can make with any show, which is, you know, Rory's supposed... Like, normal person house is still a house.
I know, that's what I was going to say, but it's okay if you have to borrow.
Right.
From your very rich parents every so often.
Right, exactly.
Like, and Suki's kids not going to Chilton.
Right.
What about Emily and Rory? We talked about Richard and Rory, but there's an episode where Lorelai and Rory get into a big fight,
mm-hmm.
and she goes to the parents' house. And I just think it's really sweet.
I don't know if I agree with you.
You don't think it's sweet?
I feel like the relationship between Richard and Rory is very sweet because I feel it's very, very pure. But I feel like, although Emily loves Rory, I do feel like sometimes she's using Rory in the ever-going war against Lorelai.
You don't think
that she's sometimes...
No, yes.
Yeah.
But I think when they're together, Maybe it's not as pure as Richard's, but I think Emily was so heartbroken that her only daughter left. And then sometimes, you know, like Rory truly loves them.
Right.
I think she needs that. And I think.
Right.
It almost feels like she has not another shot at raising her daughter, but she has someone that needs her too.
Well, like the episode where they're hanging out and then Rory shows her like the little tool shed that they lived in.
Yeah.
And she freaks out. She goes and then like makes a room for Rory in their house. And that almost feels like crazy, like single white female, like to make a 90s reference. It feels like that's less about Rory and more about like almost like stealing Rory.
Right. No.
Or trying to. Like it's weird.
Right. But I mean, I don't. How do you deal with an emotion that big when you're not willing to like. I mean, they don't say it yet, but in an episode later, Lorelai like suggests therapy, and you know, they both kind of scoff at it. So, how do you deal with?
Right. No, you're right, because then she does.
You have a ton of money. Like, what do you do?
Right.
What do you do but make a bedroom? Right.
And then you do see that she's hurt from it,
right?
Because she says, "You must have hated us so much to live like that."
Right.
So it's just like she turns to coldness and meanness when she's hurt.
Right. But I mean, she checks on Rory when she's there. She, you know, she had this.
I mean, she clearly really loves Rory.
But no, you're right. The relationship with Richard and Rory is a lot more pure. But I think Rory is someone that Emily needs. And I think Emily doesn't like need a lot or doesn't want to appear to need a lot.
Right. Well, and that's a class thing too. Like, it's like, you know, trying to not have emotion.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the relationship between the greengrocer and Suki?
Oh, Jackson?
Yeah.
They're cute. I think they're cute.
They're cute.
I mean, I don't know. I know what's going to happen.
All right.
So I can't give you as pure of a response as you have.
I understand. Of the seven seasons, how would you rank season one?
E. It's probably the worst.
Really?
I think it's the worst. I think even in seasons where I don't love it, at least it knows what it is. At least it's there.
So the real problem with season one is it doesn't know what it is yet.
Right. They have... I don't know if you know, the whole pilot is kind of, they don't really use a lot from that first episode.
Mm.
Kirk has a different name. They refer to Richard's mother, who's going to show up later. But even in this season, in the first episode, they refer to her as if she's dead.
Yeah. You have Alex Borstein as a character they very quickly decide they have no use for.
Right. So it's just a lot of like,
set up for shit that doesn't.
Yeah,
this is not the show that it ends up being.
You could just tell that they're just constantly.
And Luke wasn't meant to be a main character, right?
Right.
And then just.
I guess they worked well. Yeah.
Right.
But
yeah,
I think that's why. I think just going forward, it just even if the writing's not as good as it was in whatever episode, I mean whatever season, it's still there. It's still the characters know what they know what they're doing with the characters.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think this is the worst one.
What do you think is the best season?
I think three. Two and three. Two and three are pretty good. But I think three.
That's early to be.
But I mean, those are the best. I don't think the rest are bad.
Well, it makes me think of Buffy, because that's arguably that's the same thing with Buffy. Buffy went on for, I think, seven seasons, and most people would say season three is the best.
There's no season that I... like don't want to sit through, but
what are the characters that you don't want to sit through? Like some new character that's like, oh, this person.
There's like stages that Rory goes through that I don't want to sit through, if that makes sense.
No, I get it.
There's like a point in college where I'm just like, ugh, I hate this. I hate this whole story.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it's enough to make me not want to sit through that season. It's just her storyline that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Where do you think it's going to go? What's going to happen next?
Okay. Well,
we're at the engagement.
Well, so, I'm okay.
There's clearly a thousand yellow daisies.
Clearly, that's got to break. That's got to go nowhere. I don't know. And I'm not looking at Jen as I say this because I don't want any tells in her eyes. So I'm just going to not look at her while I make my predictions. They're going to break up, obviously. I don't know when. I'm just going to guess like mid-season two, maybe early season two. I don't think there's going to be anything dramatic like a cheat or death or whatever. I think maybe just they realize they don't belong together and then he fucking hopefully fucks off the show and I don't have to see him again. I'm hoping that at some point in season two, Luke and Lorelai at least kiss. I don't want to wait. I don't want to keep waiting so long for that. I'm pretty sure. Well, I know just from talking to you and other people that she hooks up with fucking Rory hooks up with the other guy. So I guess Dean.
Jess.
Yeah. So I guess Dean isn't gonna stay. But I'm fine with that. Mm. Yeah. That's all I can really guess from season two. But you know what? Actually, before we go, we haven't talked about one of the best episodes, which is when Richard has a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's a really good episode for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You've got Rory being scared because she just met them and feeling like she might lose him.
Right.
You have Emily being very, very vulnerable and sort of explaining that like she feels like she couldn't live without him.
Right.
You have Lorelai being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You have Luke really like jumping into action to take care of them.
Yeah.
The scene where, for a show that's not very subtle, and I don't mean that as an insult, but it's just not very subtle show. Mm-hmm. The scene where Lorelai comes into Richard's hospital room and they just sort of lock eyes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty subtle moment for a not that subtle show.
Yeah.
It's just very like nothing said, but right. They just sort of exchange a serious look.
Right. We also didn't talk about Rory and Richard going golfing, which is where they really bonded.
Right, that's episode 3. And he doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't.
But then he finds that she's smart and he likes that about her.
Yeah, and they have
and they share books and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sweet episode.
And he finds her entertaining,
mm-hmm.
where he clearly doesn't find Lorelai's antics entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the interesting thing about the show and what it says about rebellion.
Yeah.
Because it's like Lorelai rebels against her parents by being not snotty and perfect.
Right.
And then Rory kind of rebels or at least differentiates herself from her mother by being more perfect,
mm-hmm.
which makes her more in line with the grandparents.
Right.
I'm excited for season two.
Me too. I can't wait.
Jen Latrell, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is PCMC. This comes out every single fucking Wednesday.
Woo!
PCMC is available anywhere podcasts are found. And you can find Magically Winded, Jen's blog. How do you look for that? Just Google Magically Winded?
Yeah, you can Google it.
It's a blog.
Yeah, you Google it. Or it's just magicallywinded.com.
Magicallywinded.com.
No spaces.
It's a, what is it a blog about?
It's about going to Disney parks and having chronic lung illness and how the two mix or don't mix. It's fun. It's more fun than I made it sound.
It's a lot of fun. All right. We end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.
If you leave, I will follow.